Blog Talk Radio.
God.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone, Jesus, are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Jesus, you're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are King of Kings, and I love you more than anything. Yeah, there's so much more than anything. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. Lord, are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. Hey, you alone are my strength. You're my strength, Jesus. You're my strength, Jesus. In weakness, you're my strength. In a storm, you're my strength. In trials, you're my strength. In problems and pain, in tears and shame, you're my strength, Jesus. Oh, you alone, you are my strength, my shield. Thank you, God. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my desire, and I long to worship you. And I long to worship you. behold your beauty, the choir in your temple. I want to worship, I want to worship, I want to worship, I want to worship you, Jesus. Hey, I want to worship you. No, bless you under the gate. Oh, Rama, Mama, bless you.
Amen. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good evening. Thank you for coming and joining us on Friday night, June the 18th, 2021. Thank you. We just ask the Holy Spirit to come on and have his way tonight. So, Father God, we just thank you for tonight, Father God. We thank you. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Father God, we just give the radio, this airway, Father God. You take over. We ask the Holy Spirit to come into our home. Father God, you're my peace. I'm your servant. I get myself out the way. I decrease so you can increase. Holy Spirit, come on and have your way. I thank you for those that's listening, that's calling from the east, the west, and the north, and the south. Father God, I just speak peace, peace in our life, peace in our home. In the name of Jesus, I speak the peace of the Lord be upon this prophetic grace network. We cover every host. We cover every host tonight. We cover every host and we just speak life and we just speak the blessing of God over the host that come on Monday through Sunday to host a show on PGN. I do apologize. I had got a text. So Holy Spirit, just have your way tonight in the name of Jesus. Give me a second. All right. I pray that y'all can hear me clear. I'm going to jump right in because I'm not going to stay on. I know some of y'all say that all the time. I'm not going to stay on tonight. We're going to jump right in. I'm going to just go over Psalms 27 and take calls. I'm going to get off. We know this is the summer. I have the kiddos with me. And right now they quiet. So I don't want no distraction. So I'm not going to be on here too long tonight. I don't see that many callers. I don't see too many hands up. So we're going to go over Psalms 27, and then I'm going to go ahead and take calls. And Psalms 27, it began, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. of who should I be afraid? It's the King James Version. The Lord is my light. When God is your light, light's going to shine through you. The internal light shines within you. And when God shines his light through you, that internal light through you is going to shine on the outside. And we want the Lord to be our light, to lighten up the dark place that's in our life, to show us the dark place that's within us. Anything that's in us that's hindering us, we all go through things, you know, even me. Early this week, I had a moment, and I had to come against it. Even before I came up on PGN, there was something that went and took place. But God, what the Bible verse tell us in this verse in Psalms 27, that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who should I fear? We don't fear men. We don't fear what they stand up on the job. Yes, worry can come in and fear can sneak in real easy. We can sit here all day long and we can quote these Bible verses, but we don't have to live it. We don't have to apply it. Keep saying it until it breaks everything on the inside. Keep saying, I don't care if you keep repeating Psalms 27, until the Lord is your light and salvation, until those things get broken, those old habits, the limitation, the fear, you are so fearful. You fear a man, you fear losing your job, you fear that some sickness that God then already healed you from, you fear that sickness is going to come back, you fear that something is going to happen to one of your loved ones, your children, the fear of your children. You don't want anything to happen to your children, but just the fear of those doors that the enemy can come in and set habitat, he can come in at any time with fear. So God is letting us know the question mark. There is a question mark. Who shall I fear? We should fear the Lord, because when we fear the Lord, he is our light. He is our salvation. That's who we should fear. He's going to protect us. He's going to give us peace. He's going to give us favor. Fear the Lord. Don't fear man. Don't fear what the government doing. Don't fear these laws and stuff that they are passing. Fear God, because he is the light. He outshines darkness. He is your salvation. So the Lord is the strength of my life. God is the strength. Jesus is the strength of your life. When you wake up, praise him. When you wake up, give him thanks. When you wake up, honor him. Why should we honor him? Because the Lord is your strength of your life. Long as I'm on the side of King Jesus, long as I wake up and say, Lord, I don't know what you got planned today. I don't know what you want me to do. But God, what do you want me to do? Who do you want me to minister to? Oh, God, is there something that's in me? Get it out of me. I cannot handle this by myself. My relationship, my marriage, it's on the verge of breaking up. My children is acting up. Lord, I need the strength of the Lord. I don't have the strength to go on. I need your strength. I need your strength from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. When I look to the hill which come my help, my help don't come from LaShawn. My help don't come from any man. My help is coming from the Lord. He will achieve my strength. He's my strong power. I get all my help from him. Strengthen my body. Strengthen my mind. Because, Lord, I cannot do this without the help of you. So you are my strength. Get into a habit when you wake up, you saying the Lord is your strength. You take these words. You live the word. You eat the word. You eat it like it's your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You taste the word. You drink the word, because he said, if you drink of me, drink this wine, this good wine. Drink of my blood. When you begin to drink of Christ, you drink it like water. You drink every day. Drink an 8 ounce of glass of water. You begin to drink that 8 ounce glass of water, which is the word of God. Who am I helping out tonight? Who am I helping out tonight? They say our body need 8 ounce. Drink an 8 ounce. Is it 8 ounce of water every day? You drink that water. Because he is the living water. He say, bless those who thirst and hungry for righteousness, that they going to be filled. We're going to be filled up with his living water. Let his living water wash us. God, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I want you to wash me. I do not want to walk in fear, but I want to fear you. Because I know if I fear you, Father God, it's for my protection. When I fear you, I'm going to make right decisions. When I fear you, Father God, it's going to make me examine myself. I want to fear you because you is my light and my salvation. I want to fear you. So we want the fear of God, not the fear of what our children are doing, not the fear of what our spouse is doing, not the fear of what they're doing upon the job. I want the fear of God because if I fear him, he got my back. If I fear God, then me, I don't have no worry. The worry and fear open the door for the enemy to come in and attack. Fear open the door for sickness and everything else. You want to keep the door shut to fear at all times. But when he say fear, who shall I fear? And that's a question mark. We want to fear God, and it's for our protection. Fear no man, but fear God. So when you begin to open the book, there are lessons in the book that can help you out. Psalms 91, Psalms 23. But can I help you out and tell you the truth tonight? Psalms 91 and Psalms 23, Psalms 27, and every other part of the book, Psalms 85, even Ephesians 6, it don't apply to everyone. It applies to those that is a new creature. Those that have been baptized in the Holy Ghost, those who have Christ on the inside of them, will the weapon form, but it shall not prosper. So it letting us know the weapon is going to form, but you got a piece of me. When Jesus left this earth and went back to heaven, he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send a comfort, which is the Holy Spirit, which is your counselor, which is your friend, your partner. That's the Holy Spirit, because we are spiritual human beings. So the Lord is my strength of my life. Of who shall I be afraid? Now remember, who shall I fear? Now it's coming back. Who should I be afraid? There are things in life that put us in a place where we fear and we are afraid. We're afraid to lose things in our life that's too close to us. Don't nobody want to lose a loved one. Don't nobody want to lose a parent. Don't nobody want to lose their job, because we co-depend on things of man. We afraid to lose our job. We afraid we're going to lose our home. We afraid that we are going to lose cars when we can't pay our bill. We afraid of things like that. We afraid that people is not going to accept us. Afraid that people ain't gonna like us. We afraid that our children is gonna go out and be getting in trouble. We afraid of things, but he's letting us know we got to keep saying these words over and over. When I open my mouth and I got clean hands and pure heart, when I open my mouth, your word tell us the prayer of the righteous is gonna avail it much. God began to turn a situation around that you think it's impossible. He will show up and give favor, and you'll be sitting there stretching your hands saying, how could this happen? I can have so many testimonies. I can tell you where God I was just telling my sister about a situation that happened to one of our family members. And she was saying, well, this the first time they got in trouble. And I said, you don't hear me, sister. It was the prayers that did it. It was the prayers. Somebody was praying because God began to show us this thing before it happened. So people began to pray. It was the hand of God that did it. God is the law of liberty. What we see, what they said behind the judge in the law of man, but when God stepped in because he heard your prayers, because you crying out for that niece, you crying out for that cousin, you crying out for a neighbor child. And let me tell you something, when you begin to pray for others, God really gonna show up in your life. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. You better understand tonight, when the wicked trying to come against you, just like he told the Israel, what you complaining for? What you moping for? What you running for? Why you fear the Egypt? Why you fear Pharaoh? They heard the horse of Pharaoh. They heard the horses coming after them. They began to panic. They began to fear. They began to be afraid. Why did you bring us out here, Moses? When you brought us out here for we can die out here, we had better grade being back in Egypt. Why did you bring us out here? We should go back to where we came from, because they heard the sound of Pharaoh and his army coming after them from the back. Oh, somebody better catch this. But what did God do? There was angel leading them through the wilderness. The angel was in front of them. God began to move the angel that was in front of them to the back. Oh, my God, who am I talking to tonight? Who should I fear? Of who shall I be afraid? God will begin to take what's in front of you. Because like we know, there's angels, war angels. Angels, how we know? Because the Bible tell us so. It tell us throughout the Bible, even in Psalms 91, we have angels that will keep us in all our ways. They will direct you. Even the angel went in the wilderness when Jesus was in the wilderness and gave him the strength. Even the angel went to Jesus when he was in the garden, when he was praying before he was rested. The angel came and strengthened him. So where do your strength come from? It comes from the Lord. Only thing God got to say while he's sitting on that throne is go to my daughter. Go to address 337. Go to address 402. Go to that hospital. And you think those angels don't follow the commandment of God? Oh, who am I talking to tonight? When you in a place where you don't know how to handle, you don't know when you get that phone call. Sometimes the person that you've been depending on to pray for you might not be available. You better know how to get on your knees and pray for yourself. Open that word in book Psalms and cry out. David was a cry. He cried to God. These enemies is too strong for me. Lord, fight this battle. God told the Israelites, why are you complaining? Why are you trying to run? I'm saying the way that I can break it down, the way, you know, I'm purring. I'm saying the way that I know how to say it. You told him to be still, keep calm, and he was going to fight for them. One word, some angels moved from the front of them to the back, and then he not drowned them out. So this right here in verse 2, they come upon me to eat up my flesh, but they stumble and fell. That means those angels begin to get hold to those cherubs, those things that they were riding on. They tried to turn around. It was too late. The angel had them. They couldn't turn around. They couldn't turn around. I don't care if they camp around you. When you fear God and give it to God, when you start praying, pray your way through, worship your way through, they're going to stumble and they're going to fall. Though a host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. You speak to your heart. You do not fear. We stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord. Do not fear. We fear God, which is my light and salvation. You begin to speak to your heart. My heart shall not fear. Though a war shall rise against me, and this would I be comforted. You got to be comforted. Yeah, you heard the voice. You heard what's going on in your marriage. You see, because the Bible tells us we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against the principality and power. It's not still, it's the principality and power, the unclean spirit that's working through your husband, that's working through your wife, that's working through your son and daughter that's coming against you. Stand still, be calm, and know that God got them. He's going to fight for you. When the enemy trying to rise up, some of y'all think your whole household is rising up against you. You got your husband, you got your children, you got your family. They rise up against you. But, oh, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart fear. Be confident. They can hold. They can. A host of them can camp around you even when you up on your job. And everybody seem like everybody on your job is coming against you. They are camping against you. But your heart shall not fear. Do not fear. Do not fear. We break the power of fear to come up out of them. We take authority of you. We would not. We would not fear. We got the fear of the Lord because he is our strength. Strengthen us tonight, Father God. Oh, I'm talking to myself too. When I minister to y'all, I'm ministering to myself. One thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. One thing that I desire. What's your desire? What's in your heart? Will you seek me in time of trouble? Will you seek me when your enemy is trying to inflict sickness in your body? Will you seek me when the enemy trying to come after your parents? Will you seek me when the enemy trying to come after your child? Will you seek me? Do you have the desire of the Lord to seek me, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of your life until the day it's time for you to go home to glory? Will you seek him? Because when you seek him all the days of your life, you gonna see the beauty of the Lord. The Lord is God of no confusion. God is not a God of confusion. He a God of peace. He a God of peace, love, the fruit of the spirit. He's not going to put more on you that you cannot handle. We want to be in his temple. I heard someone the other day when they were telling their testimony. Ask God. I heard people, I heard this and I heard this, and this was so deep. It was like a deep revelation. I heard people say, the enemy know you. The enemy know your name. The enemy know you. Yeah, he know you. When you're a warrior for Christ, when you decide to get on the side with Christ, when you say, I'm going to serve God to the day that I die, he ain't going to like you. When he know you walk in power and authority, that you walk in power and authority, when you get up out your knees, you going to believe what you went down on your knees and pray. Oh, he going to know your name. Yeah, he know your name. He ain't going to like your name. So I don't want to hear about what the enemy don't like and what he know my name. Yeah, he know my name. He know my name and my church name. But what do my name in heaven mean? I want to know what my name mean in heaven. I want to know what's on them scrolls about the Son in heaven. So somebody say, ask God about your name in heaven. Ask God to reveal the scroll of your name in heaven. Ask God to reveal who you are in heaven. Ask God to reveal your plans that he has on the scroll for you in heaven in this season. My God, somebody better catch this. I don't want to hear about what the devil, yeah, you know my name. You know my name. You might know my children's name. You might know my mama name. You know my mama name. You know everybody's name. No matter what you know. And I said, that's deep right there. That's deep. But what do your name mean in heaven? Do you even want your name to be called out in heaven? Do you want the angel to go get a good report about your name in heaven? Or you want the enemy to keep talking about your name? How he didn't beat you down today. Oh, how we got them today. Oh, we got through her through her husband. We got through her child. Or do you want them want to know what God is saying about my daughter? You want God, you want to know what God's saying about your name. Your name is great. Do you want to know about your name being great in heaven? Do you want to know about the stroll with your name on in heaven? Oh, who am I talking to tonight? I tell you, I thank God for the Holy Spirit, because like I say, he came to distract me this afternoon, so I ain't even have nothing to talk about. But when you say, Holy Spirit, take over, what do you want your people to know upon tonight? When the Holy Spirit be take over, it's like fire deep down in your soul. Do you not know? God is giving crowns now. He's saying, well done, my faithful servant. So what is your name mean to him in heaven? What he's saying about your name? My God, who am I talking to? Who am I talking to? So let that be one of your prayers. Yes, the enemy, he crafty. He knew about Adam and Eve. He knew their name. But your name hold a great title in heaven. You want to know about your name. You want to know what he's saying about you. You want to know what is written about you. You have not because you ask not. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle. Shall he hide me? He shall set me up upon a rock. God will hide you to where the enemy can't touch you. He will hide your children up under his wing. He will hide them in the secret place. Your prayers Somebody better listen tonight. For those who have an ear, your prayers will begin to hide your children in the secret place, in the pavilion, in his tabernacle. I'm talking about T-A-B-E-R-N-A-C-L-E. He will hide them. He will hide your children. Trouble can be all around them. The enemy will try to trip them up and set them up, but God was showing, do you not know, in a situation, it can be a bad situation, but when you begin to open your mouth, you can hear weapons going out. Weapons of sword, weapons going out, fighting on your behalf, fighting on your children's behalf, fighting on your husband's behalf. Ask God to open your ears to hear these weapons going out when you pray. The weapons of your warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty through you by pulling down the stronghold. You got to know how to pray. You got to believe in your prayer. I tell you, you can be in Texas, but your family can be in California, you can be in Texas, or you can be in North Carolina and your family in Africa. Do you not know prayers go up? But you gonna have to make sure you got yourself right, that you are righteous. You want your prayer to hit the ear of God. You gotta make sure that you got yourself and you walking upright. Some people prayer not even leaving the ground. Oh, child, can be in the club. There are so many testimonies. The Holy Spirit will wake up a mother or a father, get up and pray. And you begin to be obedient and get up and pray. And all of a sudden, that child that's in that club will hear that angel will say, get up, get out of here, and go home. Go home right now. And will have it to where when they speak to them, it will put a fear up in them, a voice that they never heard before, where they get themselves up out of there. Because trouble is coming. I'm giving you keys to the kingdom to bind and loose. God will begin in trouble. It didn't say he might hide you. Maybe he'll hide you. He shall hide me in his pavilion. And once you get in the pavilion of God, I seen in a vision where there was, like I call them, shields. The hedge of protection, they were surrounding me, and these shields were so tall that what nothing could get in, how tall and how close they were. They were close in like I was inside of them. Whatever was trying to get in, these were some steel, tall shield. Whatever couldn't get in, and nothing could get out. That's God, how he protect you. He will protect you, and he will protect your children. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies. Round about me, therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yeah, I will sing praise unto the Lord. It's something that breaks through the atmosphere. Anything that happened in your life that the enemy meant for bad, begin to praise him. Lift your voice up. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Even if they come and tote that car, you miss a payment because you got laid off. Thank you, Father. I thank you that I had that car for 5 years. I thank you I had that car for 6 years. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for this house. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for healing me, even though you got a bad report from the doctor. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank you, Father God. Start thanking him. Thank you, Father God, when you get through praying for your spouse, when you get through praying for that job, the enemy coming after you on that job, when you get done praying for that child, you begin to give God praise because it's done. You believe that he has already been worked it out. You just got to walk it out. You got to believe that God has already stepped in and he's taking care of that situation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for changing this situation. Thank
restored. Thank you for the peace. Thank you for my strength. Start giving him praise. Glory be the glory, be the glory. I'm going to worship you. Oh, Father God, it will not always be like this. Oh, God, thank you for turning the situation around. Oh, we magnify you. We lift you up. We give you the glory. We give you the glory. I don't care how crazy you sound. You start praising him and thanking him. He's going to hear your voice. Because here, listen to what the next verse say. Here, oh Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you're, there's something about a cry of a child, it's something about a cry of a faithful woman, it's something about a cry of a faithful man, it's something about a cry of a faithful pastor, a real believing pastor that walk in faith and believe, it's something about they cry. When you begin to cry, God's going to hear your voice, have mercy upon this nation, have mercy upon this young generation, have mercy, we need your mercy with our family member, we need your mercy with our young men that's in the family. Break this cycle. We need your mercy, Father God. You begin to cry out for that lost soul that you don't even know about. Begin to cry out for that lost soul. That lost soul that prostitute. That lost soul that prodigal son. You begin to cry out. Let that prodigal son come back home. Let that prostitute come back home. Let these women, your daughters, dying, your mother is dying, that's in the strip club, come back home, come back to your, to their rightful place with their first love. You begin to cry out for them. You cry out for your neighbor. Lord, if we sit around and we complain, there are some situations God will allow us to be in because he's putting us, he's allowing them situations to squeeze everything out of us. We talk about our neighbor. There they go. There they go smoking. There they go. Oh, Lord. No, you cry out. Lord, heal and deliver them. Open their eyes, Father God. Oh, you come up in here. Oh, I'm going to pray for you. You cry out and ask God to bring healing and deliverance upon them. Bring healing and deliverance upon their life. Change them. Send the ram in a bush. Let them have an encounter with you like never before. If they don't believe in you, Lord, show up yourself. You got to know how to pray with your children. You have to know how to pray with your spouse. Okay, Lord, I promise you, there's some prayers I be praying. Get them, God. You see them. You get them. You show up. Show them that you are real. Show them that you are realer than the room that they stand in. Don't even let them get away. Don't even let them feel comfortable. Don't do them like you did Saul. Knock them off their high horse. You better know how to pray in this season. Let God get out of God's way and let God do what he needs to do with your loved ones. He ain't going to hurt them. You're going to shake them and break them, but they're going to be just fine. You got to know how to pray. If you pray these type of prayers, Lord, don't let them get in trouble. Protect them, Lord. Lord, pull them out of this. You're trying to pull them out of this, and God trying to leave them in there. So God, it's going to be their testimony. God already know their heart. God got to let them go through certain things. God got to just like put yourself, what was you doing when you were 17? What was you doing when you were 16? What was you doing when you were 21? What was you doing when you were 30? And some of you, what you were doing in your 40s and 50s? Come on now, is we gonna keep it real or what? Did he not get you out of it? Cause somebody was praying for you. When I say, seek ye my face, My heart say unto thee, thy face, Lord, would I seek. We can't say we seeking the face of God and we really seeking the face of ourselves. Uh-oh. We can't say we seeking the face of God and we seeking the face of ourselves. That means you trying to do the thing your way. You getting in the way. Yourself getting in the way. It's your own self in the way. It's your own self that gets you in trouble. God didn't tell you to go out there and do that. God didn't tell you to marry that man. Uh-oh. Who am I talking to? He didn't tell you to go out and marry that woman. He told you to be still and see the salvation of God. He didn't tell you to do the certain things that you want to do. So whose face are you seeking? Are you seeking the face of God? Are you seeking your own face? Are you seeking the face of man? I had to tell my own self that. Everything that I'm talking to you tonight, I had to face it myself. I had to go through a delivery myself. I had to cry out to God myself because I was seeking my own understanding. I want to do things my own way. And what did it get me? What kind of radio station is this? G-O-D. We're going to have to tell the people the truth and a true testimony, not lying, making up stuff. People are false. They are false telling testimony. They out there. So thy face, Lord, would I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. God is your help. Leave me not. Don't leave me, Lord, because I can't do this by myself. Neither forsake me. You don't want the Lord to forsake you. You don't want the Lord to leave you because you're walking in disobedience. You're not obeying him, especially when he sends somebody to help you, especially when he send a prophet to give you a word, and you want to be all mean like a junk dog. You want to be rebellious. You want to be in error. You don't want to do what God has told you to do. See, the children trying to get kind of rowdy. Y'all probably hear them in the background. Neither forsake me. This is a cry. Oh God of my salvation, I can't do this without you. I don't want to mess up. I don't want to keep going around the mountain. I don't want to keep being in that whirlpool. Help me, Lord. Help me. You my help. Help me. Don't leave me. Help me through this. What do you want me to do? Break me. You break me. You put me in the fire. You mold me. You do what you need to do with me because this belong. I am your child. Do what you need. Do with me, wash me, cleanse me, purge me, deliver me, and set me free from my own self because I'm seeking my face. I'm seeking my own face. I'm seeking my own face. I'm dealing with pride, stubbornness, rebellion, which rebellion is a form of witchcraft. I don't want nobody telling me what to do. I don't want to listen to them. So many people that I know that's in the body of Christ, and I'm going to tell it. They don't even know they dealing with pride. One thing you say to them, you could say something like this, be careful. Or you could say something like this, you know, God is raising up these children, and they'll come back. Anytime somebody come back and try to cut you out and come back and say, I this, God doing this for me. There's so many prophets telling me this. They telling me that, did you? They told me this and they told me that. You better pay attention to what they really saying. No, they dealing with pride. No, when they dealing with error. Father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord would take me up. God is always the Father of all the fatherless, those that father and mother forsake them, he's going to always be your daddy. He's going to always be your provider. He's going to always be your strong tower. He always going to be your shield. He always going to be your comfort. He's going, oh, he ain't going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. We turn our back on God. We do it. We do it. And he just sits there and wait for you to return back to your first love. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemy. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witness are rising up against me, and such as the brother out curling. C-R-U-E-L-T-Y. I apologize for pronouncing it wrong. I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be a good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I said, on the Lord. We got to wait. Don't be making decisions, because we can't wait on him. Don't make decisions that we're going to regret. Don't make these impulsive decisions because we anxious. He said, be anxious for nothing. Sometimes God will allow us to sit there to wait to see how long we're going to wait. Do we really trust him? Because he sees your heart. And he's trying to say, do you really trust me? I'm looking at your heart. Take Psalms 27 and read for yourself. Somebody that been having a rough day, the enemy tried to take you before you even come up, came on here. You take the Psalms 27 and whoop the enemy, whoop his tunkie with the word. That's what Jesus did. He whooped him with the word. So you have to do the same. He said, greater works shall you do. So, Father God, I thank you for the word, Father God. Father God, this is not going to fall on deaf ears, Father God. We just ask that those who have an ear, let them hear and let them apply. Not just hearing through my voice, but let them hear you through my voice. And let them take this word and apply it to their life. When they think things have been rough and tough throughout the day, that they will begin to open the book and read Psalms 27. If they don't read whatever in the book that you are leading them to read, oh, Father God, let it be done in their life. Let them hold on to that word like a weapon. It is the sword, which is the spirit. Help them to understand this is their sword. Your word is the sword. And Father God, let them not let go the sword. Oh, Father God, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to go ahead and move to callers 251-342. Mass, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Latrice calling from Alabama.
Hey, Latrice, how you doing?
It is well. How are you?
Amen. Everything is well. I tell you, everything is well. We're going to stand on the word that everything is well with our soul.
Hallelujah.
Everything is well. Everything's well. Is there a certain prayer request? In a testimony?
Uh-huh. Prayer for some unspoken prayers and prayer for a Pastor Davis.
Pastor Davis, okay. All right. So, Father God, I'm just coming, touching in agreement with your daughter. The prayers that I already went up, prayers that she has spoken, prayers through other faithful servant of you, Father God. We just ask that those prayers be pulled down in her life, prayers pulled down in her family life. Let them manifest in this upcoming shifting season in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let it be done. Let your will be done. We're going to celebrate and we're going to believe that it's already done. It's already settled in heaven. You settle prayers in heaven, and we thank you for it, Father God, because it's settled in heaven. Just like like Daniel, Latrice, okay, this is what I'm hearing. Like the prayers of Daniel, his prayers was held up 21 days because the angel had to go through the prince of Persia. You know, sometimes when we are very, very faithful saints of God, of prayer warriors, when we really got clean hands and pure hearts, the enemy trying to get us out the will and try to frustrate us, you know, because like I said, he did that to me earlier this week. When, Lord, everybody getting blessed with this. When me, you say be still, I've been still. That's what he wants us to think in our mind. But we pull down that thought. We take it in captivity. Because when it is settled in heaven, it is settled on earth. And there's nothing he can do about it. But as time begins to shift and things begin to shift the season, God does something. And I think you understand this. Learn about God's timing and his season. Sometimes he got to hell it up, or sometimes you got to remember the angels are warned for us for our prayers, the prayers that already went up, and God is sending them to go and either give you wisdom or go and give you confirmation, whatever it is. They have to fight. They are fighting. The unknown word, they are fighting. Don't give up because it's already settled in heaven, and now it's going to be settled on earth. That's what I'm hearing. It's already settled in heaven, and so it's going to be settled on earth sooner and very sooner. You are going to see everything that you pray for, the finance breakthrough, everything that you pray for, God is going to start releasing it in your life. And I'm telling you, it's just not something that I'm just saying. God is about to release it in your life. When in the good time that he's going to release it is such a time like this, because that's the miracle. So I thank you, Father God. I thank you for releasing the prayers that's already been up and that it already been settled in heaven, that it's going to be settled here on earth, because you're about to release some greater rewards into her life in the name of Jesus. And we pray, what is that pastor name again?
Davis.
We pray for Pastor David, Father God. We pray for healing, Father God. We pray for provision, Father God. Even release the wisdom, Father God, in this season. Oh, Father God, we thank you for Pastor David in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for your strength, Father God. We ask that you strengthen. We thank you for your strength in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. If there's something going on with their body? Okay. Okay. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, Holy Spirit, thank you. We just speak that they soul will prosper as well as they will prosper in health. Father God, we just declare and decree it in the name of Jesus, that they will prosper in health, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against fear, 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 Father God, fear of dying, fear that they, you hear them. I want to make sure that I'm hearing what I'm hearing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. So, Father God, we just ask that you for strength. We come against the adversary. We come against fear. We take authority over it. I speak healing throughout her mind. Is this okay? If this is a woman or a man?
It's a woman.
Okay. We want them. Okay. So we come against healing throughout her mind in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just ask that the peace of the Lord, Father God, oh, just bring back that encounter that she had with you before, Father God. Let her know that you're a God that would never leave her or forsake her. Oh, Father God, you are her strong tower. You are her strength. Give her the strength to pull herself up. Give her the strength to open her mouth and give you praise. Give her the strength to put her hands together, that her hand will plow to the clouds. In the name of Jesus, give her the strength to clap her hand. Give her the strength to bring her joy back, the tears of joy. In the name of Jesus, we just speak healing, Father God, healing from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Oh, Father God, raise her up in the name of Jesus. Raise her up and raise her up right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, anything that attached to this sickness of infirmity, everything that's trying to come against her, oh, Father God, we take authority in the name of Jesus. We take authority over the adversary. Oh, Father God, we speak that she will pick up her bed and walk, that she is made whole. Oh, Father God, even when she get in the water, trouble that water, stir up that water in the name of Jesus. Father God, your will is already done, and we speak that your daughter in this hour right now, Father God, that she will line up with your will. The plan has already been written out. Your will has already been written out, and it has been already spoken over her life. Oh, Father God, that she will line up with your will, that she will line up with your plan. Oh, don't let anything shake her and move her out of the will of you, Father God. We close these doors. We close the doors that's not of you. Let them be closed right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Let these doors be closed around her and right now in the name of Jesus. Shut those doors around her. Shut the doors of imagination. Shut the doors of fear. Shut the door, Father God, of the adversary in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God. Bring her beauty for ashes back. Bring her back to herself. Bring her back to a peace of mind. Bring her back to your rightful place with you, Father God. Bring her back. We declare and decree that she will live and have the life, a life abundantly. Not only that she's going through sickness, there's other things that's going on around her. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. I'm going to keep her in my prayer. I'm going to keep her in my prayer.
Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Turn this bad news into good news. We just speak a quick turnaround in her life, that she will get new news, good report. We just speak a good report, even in her health. Let her have good report.
Amen.
I don't want to see this, but I see that. I don't want to say this, but we just cancel it. That's all I'm going to say. We just going to cancel it.
Thank you, Lord.
We cancel it. We cancel every premature death. We cancel it right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And like we spoke the word that she shall rise, rise, rise. Get up and rise. We speak to Pastor David. We speak to the spirit man. Come forth right now in the name of Jesus. And we celebrate you, Father. That is already done. That is already done. that it's already done. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord.
Latrice, those prayers is already settled in heaven, so it's settled on earth. And like you said, be like the word just told us, you know, be still and see the salvation. You know, God got to line things up. And I know how you feel because, like I said, the enemy was trying to come after me. How long, Lord? I've been doing this and doing this and this and this. And the enemy was trying to say, see, everybody, they getting houses, they getting this, and look at you. You know, you got to tell that enemy, tell him to shut up and get behind thee because God is still the same God today, yesterday, and forever. He just working everything out that need to be worked out because when he show up, it's just going to blow our mind.
Thank you, Lord.
Just going to blow our mind. And I just believe we're in a season that he's going to take from the wicked and give to the righteous. He just lining us up. And he just got to remove some things and people away. He's working on the back scene.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. In Jesus' name. Amen. LaShawn, I do thank you yet again. Awesome word. I received the word.
Amen.
It is so, and so it is.
Amen. We give God the glory. We thank him.
Hallelujah. And you have a blessed evening.
Yes, and I'm gonna. I wrote their name down. Looking for a pen to write Pastor David's name down to keep her lifted up in prayer.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for calling in, Sister Latrice, and you have a blessed weekend.
All right. You too. Thanks.
All right. Bye bye. Jesus. 405-722. This is Sister LaShawn. Mess is calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, LaShawn. This is Rita. I'm calling from Oklahoma. I spoke to you before, but you gave me a prophecy, I think, last week. And
okay.
I was going to withdraw and just listen, so I didn't know how to withdraw my hand or close it down.
Well, how are you doing, Rita? How's everything going?
I'm okay. Just trying to make sure I'm making the right decision, making the right moves. So I've been asking God for clarity, get clear clarity on the inside that I know.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It of him, and so that's where I am right now. Because I want to leave this job, and I'm ready to retire from it. And
right.
Stuff are going on, but I just want clarity in my spirit. You know that the move.
Have you came back and gave confirmation? Have you been speaking or moving? Have you stepped out and tried to and continue with the? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, I'm right now, as I'm listening to you, I'm putting in applications on some stuff now because I said, okay, God, I'm going to go ahead and do it because I think God's got to get me to that point that I'm standing and I'm going to, you know, depend on him. And that's my thing of, I think, that trust of, okay, God, you're going to take care of me. I'm not going to be up there flying and no net between me, and I think that's the thing, that I want that net.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I am. I'm kind of a little bit hesitant to step out because
I
wanted
like
to know.
You still hesitate.
Yes, what? the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
If I make this move, Lord, is it going to be okay, or am I going to regret the move that I make?
Okay. Well, you're going to have a peace body.
Yeah.
You're going to be a peace.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a peace body. So that's the, do you have that peace? He's going to give you peace. Because remember, God is not a God of confusion.
Yes.
When we wait on him and he give us that peace, you're going to have a, such a peace about it that you ain't going to be able to shake it or move from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he ordered the step of the righteous. When you seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteous, he's going to start ordering your step and you're going to have a peace. About it, or you can be reading the Bible and then bam, that's your confirmation. Is I don't know how he's going to give you that confirmation, but he's going to come back and give you that confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know what you don't know why this came up. Okay, so if you go apply for a job, even the job that you turned down, but if you go apply for again and then they hire you back, what that there you go. He does the things that's impossible.
Yes.
We just got to step, you know, present the application before you pray over the application. Present it to God first. Pray over it.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want me to be? What airlines you want me to be in? And open that door for me, Father God, that I walk right on through it. When he opened it, you just have to walk through it.
Yes, yes.
So, Father God, we thank you for your peace. We thank you for giving her that assurance, you know, that this is of you. No confusion. There will be no confusion about it, Father God. It will be peace. If you open the door, Father God, can't no man shut the door. There's a door that you open and she shall walk in it with no problem. So, Father God, we thank you for the open door.
Yes.
Let the door be open.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. So, Father God, even we just pray over the application. Father God, as she speak, give her bottom, as she speak and seek you, you're going to speak back, and I just ask that you touch her ear, and Father God, I speak wisdom over her, that you give her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, because that's what we need to make decisions, that we need wisdom, even wisdom of finding, you know, a home that we're going to live in for the rest of our life, business, even jobs. Where do you need your daughter to be at so you can use her? What do you need her to be at in this upcoming season? So, Father God, we ask that you put her where you want her to be at. And, Father God, as she will know inside that this was of you, that you're going to make it so smooth and it's going to be so peaceful that she's going to know without a shadow of a doubt, she will know from the inside, this is where you want me to be. And she start thanking you and giving you the glory. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. In Jesus' name. It's no more second guess. When you ask the Father for something and you present it to him, I put this application in your hand. Is this what you want me to be? And you will open the door. If you don't want me to be there, Father God, shut the door.
Yes.
Be very specific in your prayers. If this not where you want me to be, shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
And if it ain't where he wants you to be, that's what's going to happen.
Yes, yes.
And start thanking him for every door that he shut that's not of him. Not just thank him for every door that he opened, but thank him for every door that he shut that's not of him.
Yes.
If my time up, Father God, you're letting me know, and I thank you. I thank you for the 20-some years that I've been on this job. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for allowing me to be on this job for this many years.
Yeah.
If the season is over for me, Father God, I thank you. Now, if there's a new chapter in my life, I present it. My case to you, I thank you, Father God. You guide me. You go ahead of me and make all the crooked place straight because I trust you. I fear you, and it's for my protection. You're not going to put me somewhere where you can't use me or put me somewhere that is not of you. I want to be in your will, line this job up in your will. So, Father God, line this job up in your will. Line, we speak that your daughter will line up in your will, that she will trust you, that the fear in not stepping out. Father God, let your word be a lamp unto her feet to lighten up her pathway. When you use the word of God and he's lighting your pathway, you just got to step. Take a step. If the step of a good man is hard, you just got to take the step. You got to get out the boat and take the step. You take one step, not take big giant step. Sometimes people got to take little bitty teeny weeny step. It's okay. Just take the step. He's going to lighten the rest of the way. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Trust Amen. Him and believe. So we break that. We yes. break that. Procrastination off of you. We break it. I'm country, but I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. I know exactly.
Okay. So we do that a lot, the imitation. But know that he's God, that he's going to have you.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Just stay in his word. And you're like, oh, my God, I heard that so clear. Oh, my God, thank you. Start thanking him. Start
yes.
thanking him.
Yes.
For what he's doing and how he's providing.
Yes, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, call us back with the testimony because I would love to hear.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for
Amen.
Calling.
Thank
you. And you have a blessed weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, moving along. 828-989. Miss, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Hey, sis. This is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hey, Jennifer. How you doing?
Oh, it's been a day of warfare, but God has delivered me from that, I believe, tonight. So praise God.
Amen. Amen. Was there a special prayer request or testimony?
Just strength and, just strength and for healing, trauma healing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, we just speak Psalms 27 over you, and just like I said to the previous caller, let God let his word be a lamp unto your feet. God is your strength. He's your strong tower. And sometimes we just got to take the word, put the Bible in the bed with us. When we feel like we don't have the strength, start thanking him for the strength. Thank you, Lord, because you is my strength of my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for being my strength. And you keep putting mm-hmm. it's like you meditate. Yeah. A lot of times we need to meditate on the word. Thank you, Lord, for the strength. I don't care if you got to take one Bible verse and say it for the whole week. You're meditate. Even when you take a bath, meditate. Before you walk out the door, you write it down and you put it in your purse. You pull it out. Thank you for my strength. I declare and decree this Psalms 27 over me. And you keep saying it to things so you feel it breaking up off of you, that stronghold is coming off of you. Because we pull down the
yeah.
stronghold that's trying to keep you in a vulnerable place. So, Father God, we come against any stronghold that's in your daughter's life, that it will be pulled down, casted down, cast down the imagination, cast down anything that's not of God, the thought, the fear. You know, we can sit here and something can happen because we're so anxious and worried. That's the plan of the enemy. Then anything happen, it got our heart racing. We come against them. We break the power tonight. We break that power. We break it up off of anybody that's on this line. We break it up off your daughter. We take authority over it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because your word promised us the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that Jesus promised. not the peace of this world. So, Father God, we break fear. We break in a childhood trauma. We speak that she will be loosened for it. Father God, I just speak that you do a purging. Purging means cleaning, cleansing, cleaning, cleaning you. When people hear purging, oh, I don't know, they trying to put something up in me. No, purging means cleaning you. You just need to be clean. You just need to be washed. He needs to wash you on the inside because the deep wound, the deep hurt, the deep abandonment, and we want every deep wound, deep hurt to come up out of you. So we ask God to do a purging on the inside. Purge you, do an inner healing on the inside. Heal you from the inside through trauma. Trauma can attach trauma, things that attach to trauma. I wish I had more time to talk about this. That trauma can catch fear. That trauma can catch all type of things. It's a lot of things that attach to trauma. So anything that attach to that trauma, we break it, we take authority, but you fight for your deliverance. You fight to keep your deliverance. So, Father God, even we ask the angel them to camp around her, to assist her, to purge her, Father God, because you say we ask anything in your son's name, it shall be done. So, Father God, we speak healing and deliverance in her life from trauma. Trauma, loose her and let her go. You come up out of her. Any trauma from any bad relationship, family relationship, any trauma from childhood. Father God, we ask that you do a purging with your daughter. Set her free because the word tells us the son set free is free indeed. We break those cycles. We break that curse. We take authority over it right now. We take the X and put the X to the root cause of this trauma. We put the X to the root cause and we uproot it right now in her life. Uprooted in the name of Jesus. We speak that it be uprooted. And when you speak that, you cannot go back to it. Because when God forgives you, we speak true repentance. We speak that she will renounce and repent. Oh, Father God, that you done already forgive her. When she opened her mouth and asked for forgiveness, you done do it. It's in the seed. He's not going to break it up. And that she forgive herself. She forgive herself. So, Father God, we ask that you help her. Deliver her from her own self. Purge her from her own self. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way in her life. We break this fear. We break fear of people. We break fear of failure. We break fear of limitation. We break fear up off of you in the name of Jesus. Fear that attached to that trauma be broken. We break every biblical cord, every ungodly soul tie, fear of relationship, fear that nobody is not going to accept you, fear that nobody ain't going to marry you, fear that you a failure. Loose her and let her go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. My God.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Jesus.
My God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
She is fearfully and wonderful made in the eye of Christ. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Glory. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah.
She's saying in his word.
I receive my healing.
Yes.
I receive my healing. I receive it. I thank you. I receive it. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just speak that the pure joy, even go out and enjoy yourself. Do something for yourself. Go do something for yourself. Mm. Yeah, go and do something for yourself. Enjoy life.
I definitely need it. But...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do something for yourself. Go treat your own self. Take yourself out to eat to a good, nice steakhouse. Treat yourself.
Been a long,
just go
long
and something. Yeah, it's going to make you feel good. Don't worry about it. Don't look at all to the left and right. You go treat yourself. Enjoy yourself. And keep tending to right. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Did you say right?
Right. Continue to right.
Okay.
Yeah, continue to right. I don't know if you got a park by you. Go to the park. Go walking. Just get up and go walking by the lake. Go to the park. You know, it's hot right now. Woo! I went and walked last night, and I'm telling you, I was sweating. It's hot.
It's nice up here in the mountains, and I was.
Oh, you in a
mountain? Yeah, I stopped because I have a bear that's been following me,
oh, really?
And I kind of got.
Oh, wow!
Stopped, so, I'm kind of missing that. I'm really missing it. You know, that was my time with the Lord, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Father God, I just speak that she will go back to it. And Father God, you going to protect her, let the angel be around her, Father God, when she do go, protect her, Father God. You know, give her discernment when to go out and, you know, when not. Hiking is good. Hiking is good. I went hiking.
Yeah.
It just... So hiking is good. So we just, you know, just follow the spirit, go out, hike, and just enjoy, talk to him while you walking. Just thank him for the strength. Thank him for your joy. Just, you know, it's you and him. But he wants you to enjoy life. Go back to enjoy life.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been my prayer this week. I just I feel like I'm just existing and I'm not living, and a lot of it has to do with, I mean, I've had me in the fire and I have no finances and things like that, so it's just been, I've just been existing and just been really tough, and it's just like I've lost, I'm like, I don't know, I just like what's happened. I'm not enjoying anything anymore, except, you know, my time with him, of course, but personally, on a personal level, no.
You know, ever since this stuff didn't happen, there's a lot of people, when I go and I see people, because, you know, even where I live, it's a family community. You know, people want to get back with their life. They want to get back to their life. They want to enjoy life. And and that's what the Holy Spirit said. Go out, enjoy life. We got to get back, enjoy life, and know that just like Psalms 27 tell us, who should we fear? Who should we be afraid of? Enjoy life. Go to the park. Get up and walk. Go swimming. Go to the little lake. Go enjoy life. I was just sharing this with somebody, and when I went to go pick up the kids, I used to love riding around, even going to ride around to the million-dollar homes, you know, taking the kids. We ride around the nice neighborhood, just ride around, going down the country road. So I asked her a question. I say, do the people even ride anymore? Even when we was younger, we would see our aunts and uncles or their boyfriend come get them. They'll come in the morning and get them. They'll go all day long ride, just riding, having picnics, and just riding and come back at night. And I asked her, I said, does anyone do that anymore? Just getting out and just enjoy this beauty that God created. And so the mountains and the hills and just ride, just look, sightseeing. I don't know what happened yet, but it's, I mean, to me, it's relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
I love, I don't, right. I don't like getting on the plane, but I would get on, but I'd rather drive. I'd rather drive because I like to sightsee. I like to stop and look at this and climb up on the rocks and look down the rocks. And then, you know, I'm a sightseeing person.
Mm-hmm.
So go enjoy. He wants you to enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
Your joy coming back. So let him have his way. Amen.
Yes. Always. Amen. Amen. I needed to hear that, I think.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you got a bike, you know, get bikes, go ride. Come on, ride. Y'all ride with your family. Get bikes and go riding through the neighborhood with your family. Get back to life. Enjoy life.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
So we thank you, Lord. Is there anything else?
No, thank you. I'll let you get on to the next person. I thank you.
Oh,
and
thank
I bless you.
And I just ask God to continue with your healing and delivering process in the name of Jesus. And just trust him. Just receive it. Let that be your cry and watch what he do.
Yes. I'm calling God with the testimony.
Yes, we love testimony.
Yes.
Well, thank you, and you have a blessed weekend.
Thank you, too, Rashawn.
You're welcome. Amen. 251-652. This is Sister Rashawn. That's who's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hey, Sister Rashawn. This is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, how you doing?
I'm all right.
God is good. God is good. God is good. Oh, well, you got a special prayer request or you got testimony?
Well, I'm just glad to be here talking tonight to you and being in the presence of the Lord, hearing you speaking and praying with everyone. It's been a joy.
Amen.
And
amen.
I'm just calling for prayer.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Father God. Father God, we just ask that you continue to lead her the right way, the right path, continue to lead her. Lead her. I see her hand. Thank you, Father. You just grab hold to his hand and keep holding on to his hand and keep trusting him. And he's going to lead you in the right path. He ain't going to make a mistake. Just keep holding on to his unshakable hand, his right hand. That's what I see. It is reaching out to you. Don't let go.
Amen.
Don't pull back. Don't go backwards. Keep going forward. Just keep going forward. I don't know if you was on here when I said that I heard someone say, ask God to reveal what your name means in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him to show what your name mean in heaven. And when you begin to grab on the hand of the Lord, he'll begin to reveal some things to you. But you can't, when he begins to reveal these things to you, you can't pull back and be afraid. It might be something new that you never heard or never seen. But just trust him. Just relax. Let go and let God. Just let things go and let God. And just hold on to his hand and let him pull you through some things. Let him pull you out of some bad habits. Let him pull you out of that mindset. Let him pull you out of the wilderness. Let him pull you out of the place of stuck, being stagnated. Let him do it. And just trust him. When Jesus told the disciple, come follow me. That's what it is. Come follow me. Come follow me.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to show you. Come follow me. Not follow LaShawn. Come, go follow Jesus. Follow him.
Amen. And that's what I felt like. I felt like, you know, that's what I felt like in my spirit. I want to do what he wants me to do. We had a, and I was talking to my mother about it. I want to be what God wants me to be, you know, in this hour, especially with the world the way it is. You want to, I want to be on one accord with him and what he wants in my life. And like, you want to be a light wherever you go. You want to be able to shine and show God's light wherever you go. It could be on your job. It can be at the mall. It can be anywhere. But if you're around people that have that darkness and you're like the light, you're like, okay, how am I mean, I don't, okay, I'm going to bring this up. With piercings, I know in the Word of God it says, and I'm not judging, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. Because God can deliver anybody. But can have, I just pray that the Lord keeps his light, you know, shining on me so that I can be a light into others' paths. Because sometimes if people is walking in darkness and they may not be able to, they may not know something's wrong, or if, even if they do know things are wrong, you want to constantly keep your light, or I want to constantly keep my light shining. So when I call on the prayer lines, I'm pretty much just praying, Lord, I want to keep my light shining so that others can see the God in me. You know, so that's all I really pray for, is just to let God, to be used by God, you
Amen.
Know, in any kind of way, you know, just to keep the light shining.
So, Father God, we just pray. I tell you, God know what he be doing. The Psalms 27, let the Lord is my light and my salvation. And Father God, we just declare and decree that your light will be shined not just on the outside. We have to let the internal light shine on the inside. When God is like a flashlight. When you got a flashlight, the reason why a person have a flashlight, they trying to see, right?
Right.
They're looking for something because it's dark. Well, he just gave me a revelation. When that flashlight, the light, look at it. He's looking on the inside what other people can't see. He's looking at that heart. So, Father God, let your light and internal light shine on her on the inside. Then when your light shine internal on the inside, it's going to shine on the outside. People, we don't have to tell people who we are because they're going to know who we are, because it's going to start coming from on the inside, on the outside. So, Father God, do what you need to do on the inside with your daughter so she can be the light, so she can be the fisherman to go out there and fish and be your disciple. And so, Father God, we just speak that she will come. Come unto Jesus. Come, grab his hand. Don't let his hand go. Continue to follow him. Follow Christ in this season. Walk in obedience and watch what he do, and you shall be that light. If you just follow him, follow him, follow his plan, follow the plan that he has for you. Continue to follow him. Would it be easy? No. Is it going to happen overnight? No. It's a progress. It's going to take time, but don't give up. Don't let go of his hand. Continue to follow him. It's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to be easy. There is some progress. He got this. He got to trust you. He got to mold you. Some of us got to go through a brokenness. We got to walk in humility. We got to humble ourselves. Let him do what he needs to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I believe God.
Don't let go of his hand. Follow him. Keep your eyes up on him and follow him. And let him do what he needs to do on the inside, the internal fixing on the inside. So his light can shine on the inside.
Yes. Yes. So it all works hand in hand, especially when you say you saw the hand of God and you're saying to follow his hand, and it all works hand in hand, what you were saying tonight and what I was saying. So it all is all confirmation.
Yeah, don't let go of his hand. Come. He's saying, come unto him. Yeah, come unto him. And he'll make you that disciple that you need to be.
Yeah.
You just can't go out and do discipleship without us. We got to be teachable ourselves. We got to be obedient. It just don't happen overnight now. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Because I know where you are, the place that you are in God, it took time it took some pruning. It took some, what else do you want to call it? Some cleansing. Just everything. It took a lot. It took a lot to be where you are today, and I really do admire you for going through the Lord teaching you and guiding you, and you stand and following his hand.
I tell you, I'm easy. There's some times that I tell you, I didn't get no good prophets. I didn't get no good word all the time. I'll tell you, honey, it was a process. He had to prepare me for such a time like this. He had to get me ready. I'm being honest. I would never thought that I was going to be on radio. I just then, even when he spoke it to me, it just like, huh? You know, just no. So it takes time. It's not easy. It's not easy for people to come on here and host. It might sound easy to y'all, but no. We have to deal with every type of people. Trust me, it's not easy. When we praying, there's a warfare out there. So,
oh yes. Well, God continue to bless you, Sister LaShawn.
Oh well, thank you, and thank you for calling in. Just text. I'm gonna get this next caller. Grab this call. He just text. Told me to grab this call. Well, thank you. You can hold on. If I get a chance, I'll come back to you, or we'll see how the Holy Spirit is leading.
Okay.
Amen.
Then.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Let me grab this call right here. 760-574. This is Sister LaShawn. Mass who's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Hi. So my name is Jessica. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Jessica. How you doing?
I'm good. Just got off work, so I'm headed home.
Okay. Oh, pretty in California. All righty. Was there a special prayer request or?
Maybe a more specific one about me and another basically person that I am dating at the moment. I just need clarity and a word if the Lord has anything to say about it kind of thing.
Okay. Well, let's just see if the Holy Spirit, what he say. Well, Father God, I just thank you for your daughter, Jessica, Father God. Father God, I just ask that you give her clarification and give her direction with this relationship, Father God, that she's seeking you on, Father God. But Father God, I just speak that you just open her understanding, open how you feel about Jessica, how you feel about who she are on the inside. Father God, I ask that you reveal to her that she is your daughter, Father God, the type of love that you have for her. Father God, let it be revealed, Father God, when she don't even believe it within herself. Let it be a peace. Give her a peace, because God, you are not a God of confusion. Give her a peace about this relationship, Father God. Shall she move on? Is he the right God? Father God, give her a peace back. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Well, Father God, I thank you for the clarification, Father God. I ask that you speak to your daughter and speak to her, Father God. God gonna do some removing out your life. Now, I just heard a removal out of your life. Now, I just hear a removal. He's gonna remove some things out of your life. That's just what I hear.
Okay.
And when he do this, remove him. Let him do it. God know what is for you and what is not for you. I'm not seeing this boyfriend. I'm just hearing a remover. God is about to clean some stuff up in your life and do a remover in your life. Anything that keep you frustrated and keep you uneasy and keep you, that's not of God. I just speak the fruit of the Spirit over your life. God is love. God is patient. He is of peace. And God is about to clean some things up around you, even things on the inside of you. You know, we just, God love you. He really do. He really love you. And the thing that he have for you is of good. And I just speak Galatians 5 over your life. I speak the joy. I speak love. I speak joy. I speak peace. I speak kindness over you. I just speak the fruit of the Spirit over your life, and I declare and decree. God is not going to put you through things that's not of him, and he's going to remove some things out of your life. You don't have to keep pushing yourself. If it's me, am I loved? What about him? Is he doing this? Is he the right for me? God going to give you more clarification, peace about it. But I just hear that he's going to do a remover. What the remover, I don't know. I just asked him to give you more clarification about it.
And so he's going to be a remover, or God's going to remove something from my
life? Yeah, God is doing the remover. He's removing it.
Okay.
Yeah, God is going to do it. So I just speak gentle over you, that God will calm the anxious up in you and give you peace of mind. You know, we come against any behavior, any unforgiveness, anything that's trying to come against you. God really do your heart. God looks at your heart, and God is going to pull you through and show you the love that he has for you. It's unconditional. So let God do what he needs to do. Have the faith and believe that he's going to do it. I'm not saying that he's going to, I just hear a removal from your life. And I just ask to give you more clarification. See, do you, no, don't think I'm trying to be funny or nothing. Do you pray? Seek God. You know, don't think I'm trying to be funny, but he's going to give you some clarification about himself.
So just the sentence, a remover for or from my life?
From your life. So there are some things he's going to remove. He's not giving me, I don't hear specifically what is he going to move.
Huh.
I'm not getting, thank you, Holy Spirit. It could be old habit. It could be doubt, lack. He's going to give you, I just hear it. Sometimes he'll give us that one word.
Yeah.
He's going to remove some things from you, from your life. And this thing that he's removing from your life, if it's a person, moving you from a place or moving you, sometimes he can remove some things out your life that's affecting you, but it's for your protection. It's for your protection.
Mm. Okay.
I just don't, okay. That's all I heard. Sometimes he'll just give her that one word. So what I do when I get some word like that, I just go to the Holy Spirit. I go to God and say, God, give me more clarification. Give me confirmation about what the man or woman of God. And you could be driving down the street or somebody going to come back and give you, it might not be the exact same word, but you're going to have to catch it. He's going to come back and give you confirmation. When he speaks, he's going to always give confirmation. When you read the word or you worship, he's going to speak and give you confirmation. It was him speaking. And he can make things more clear to you than he's making it to me. He might not want me to release it over the air. You know, we have to know how the Holy Spirit operates. So you go back to him in your secret time and you ask him, well, Father, what is this about you are going to remove things out of my life? Father, give me clarification. Whatever needs to be removed, listen very well. Whatever needs to be removed, I give you permission to do it. If there's anything that's going to harm me or put me in danger or harm, or this is not part of your will, this is not part of the plan that you have for me, you move it, Father God, come back and give me confirmation. Watch and see what happens. Some people, I don't know what she talking. You know, I don't know about that. I don't know what she talking about. When you start doing that, you ain't going to get it. You go to him and say, well, I need more clarification. Give me confirmation. A prophecy going to always come back with confirmation. Remember that.
Okay.
So, Lord, show me. You say, I help not because I ask not. So I'm asking that you show me through confirmation. Whatever needs to be removed from my life, if you really want him to remove it, then if you don't want him to remove nothing, hey, if you really want him to show you what he's talking about, he's going to come back. Sometimes he just don't want us, you know, sometimes the Holy Spirit will stop it.
Hmm.
And he might want you to seek him more on it. That's just how he operates. So, Father God, give your daughter more clarification. Give her the confirmation when she spent time on you with you, Father God, about what is this you are speaking tonight. And Father God, I just speak that she will trust you in this season. That Father God, that she will pray, and she's gonna come back and give you the confirmation. So I thank you for that, Father God. I thank you. I'm just not hearing. I have to be honest. I'm just not hearing anything for as the boyfriend. I'm not hearing anything right now.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not hearing nothing. That's all I heard. I'm not even seeing his face. If he's the one, and I just have to be honest, I'm not going to try to put something there that's not there.
Right, no, it's all right.
Mm-hmm. So, he just ain't giving it to me. I'm trying to see if he gonna give me some more information. It could be he wants you to come and be patient and seek him, and he's gonna give you that.
Okay.
And there's some time that I got a word short. And I went to go ask the Holy Spirit, and sure enough, he came back. I might not like it, but he came back. We came back. And when he say he, and one thing I know, when he say he gonna remove, that's exactly what he gonna do.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I didn't hear it before. This is honest. I didn't hear that he's gonna move three people. Three people. And okay, Lord, who these three people was? He told me who the three people was. He told me who the three people, well, he didn't tell me at the time who the three people were, but he let me know the reason why that he was going to remove them, and I better not go back and pick it up. He's doing it.
Mm.
And it's because of your protection. So I didn't say, well, who is it, you know, kept working about it. If he say he's going to do it, he's going to do it.
Mm.
He's going to do it. And it's going to be good. It'll be good because it's for your protection.
Hmm. I'm wondering if that applies to the guy I'm dating. Like, is he going to remove the guy I'm dating?
I don't know. Like I said, I don't see. I just don't, you know, he's not showing me. He's just not showing me that. Like I said, he probably just wants you to come.
Probably.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, there's some things on the inside of you that you feel about this guy. Just trust. Sometimes, if you get that taste about somebody, go to God. What is this I'm feeling? It's not sitting right with me. And he's going to come back and give you confirmation, but there's some stuff that you really don't trust him. There's some stuff in the inside. So if you feel that way, he's going to come back and give you the confirmation on that.
About the trust stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I just ask that you speak. If you got to speak to her in a dream, give it to her in a dream. The thing that she's feeling on the inside, Father God, is that you? You're going to come back and give her confirmation. When we dealing with relationship and marriage and stuff like that, we got to be very careful. But God going to speak to you about it. Yes. Okay, Holy Spirit, yes. He's going to come back, give you confirmation of what you're feeling on the inside, what's going on with him. He's going to come back and give it to you.
Okay.
Don't get upset. Don't get angry. Don't get upset, don't get angry. Know that God got you. Now, do you want to marry this guy?
No, I just I'm kind of new to the dating scene. I had waited a long time to date again, and I decided this year I was gonna, you know, put myself out there. This guy asked me out in person, and so I just decided to give it a chance, found out he was a believer. He's still what I would call maybe a little bit lower level than me, I want to say, but he is a believer. He does, you know, his best to follow and whatnot, but I just sometimes would rather know what God has to say about it before I even put any effort into it, you know, because he knows everything in advance, and I don't want to waste, you know, time, really, or emotion, or attachment, you know.
Now, about relationship, sometimes we can't see what God, especially if God put it together.
Right.
Sometimes he don't allow us to see it because we'll mess it up. Sometimes you ain't going to be able to see it because if this is what God put together, sometimes he ain't going to let you see it because we'll mess it up.
Right.
because of our past. So, yeah, sometimes he won't allow us to see it because we'll mess it up. God's not going to put the perfect woman, the perfect man together. He's going to put the one that what you ain't used to it with you to balance you out. It's right. to do the kingdom work. So he might not be the perfect man that you've been looking for. He might not be the one that you got this idea about. God already put the relationship together in heaven. And when we trust God and we make God first and he's our husband, when he presents this man, it's already made. You're going to know that man, that's the one that you're supposed to marry. You're going to know. And he's not going to be what you far as we want a guy, some of us be Pacific. We want a handsome guy. We want a tall guy. He got to be this and six pack and stuff like that. Well, okay. The thing is, he a kingdom. Do he have a kingdom mind? Do he love Christ? Mm-hmm. Do he really love Christ? Is he out there doing kingdom work for Christ?
Mm-hmm.
You might operate in the prophetic, but he's operating in a total different gift, and he began mm-hmm. to put you together. Iron got to sharpen iron before you even walk down the aisle. You got to come agreement. Come on now. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be unequal yoke.
Nope.
Can't two walk together in agreement? So God, when he put it together, you're going to walk together even though you don't see if some might be off by him, but y'all going to come together to agree. Y'all going to be able to sharpen each other.
Mm-hmm.
To balance each other out. And we got to learn that God makes no mistakes. Can't look at it from the outside. God knows who to put us with.
That's also what I'm most focused on. That's kind of like why I want to know, okay, God, is this, a relationship that you're putting together, or is this a distraction or something from the enemy, or just not right?
you're going to know that. That's what I'm saying. You're going to know. Because I tell you that relationship. I tell you something, God don't show everybody. Mm-hmm. You got to be careful. God hides things. Because when he put it together, he don't want nobody messing it up.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't go ask your mama and everybody about the thing that God put together because they look at him and judge him just on the outside of what you're going to know. God's mm-hmm. going to put that in there so you will know. You will know. He's going to reveal it to you. That's who he's going to reveal it to, you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, I'm telling you something that I know. I've been there. I tell you, I've been there. Lord, I don't know about this guy right here. He's mm-hmm. not praying. You got to pay attention. Mm-hmm. He's not praying. He's not supporting. He ain't a man of his word. God, we don't overlook the little bitty signs.
Hmm.
It'd be right there in front of us, but we ignore it. If you in ministry, and I'm trying to say this to where I'm saying it correct, like I said, you could be a pastor. That don't mean, how am I going to put this? He can be in ministry, but he might not be a pastor.
Right.
But y'all going to sharpen each other.
That's what I want.
Or he might be the pastor, and you just, you could be the evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
So only God knows that. Sometimes you got to hide. God hides our spouse sometimes. You ain't going it come and people be like, where did he come from? So ask God who sent him. Who sent him? And you'll know. Did God send him? Or he's a distraction. A lot of time, anytime a word had been prophesied to you about marriage, 9 out of 10, I'm telling you, anytime word is prophesied over you by marriage, what do the enemy come do? Distract.
Mm-hmm.
To put the false one there for the one before God sends the right one.
Right.
God not going to send the ones to you if you're not ready. So he's going to show you. Amen.
You're laughing over there.
Yeah. He's going to show you. I tell you, I've been through that. I'm telling you. I tell you, they're going to come. Many are going to come. But you wouldn't know.
It's almost like, okay, is the pressure I'm sensing, you know, pressure of, you know, this is a distraction or something, or is this the pressure of the enemy trying to destroy something? It's like, okay, which is it?
I can tell you about some spirits. You don't know those distractions. You'll know. I'm telling you, you'll know. Just pay attention. Just pay attention. You'll know. You'll know. Keep seeking God. He's going to come back and give you confirmation. But you got to pay attention. You got to have the eyes to see it and listen to what they say.
Yeah.
I pray that he'll help you out. But God, you'll know. He's going to come back and speak to you.
Looks like I'll be spending some time in worship tonight and seeking that.
Amen. And if he remove it, let that be. Amen. Like I said, I don't, but I know he's going to give you what you've been feeling on the inside. He's going to come back and give you confirmation. Sometimes we don't need to get to God to God speak. We just got to listen. But I understand how you feel. You don't want to waste time. You want to know if this is the one. So I really do understand where you're coming from.
Right.
So being a woman that been married before, so I really do understand, and I just pray that God just speak to you that you would know without a shadow of doubt. But I tell you what, he is raising up some kingdom marriage. He is raising up real kingdom marriage. Just know, be still, and know the salvation of the Lord that he is raising up because it's much needed. We need it. God needs kingdom marriage to go out and do work for the kingdom. So we are going to see a lot of marriage done right in this upcoming season. You're going to see a lot of people get married. But, you know, God going to let you know he's already, because it's already done in heaven. It just needs to be done in our life. It's already done in heaven. Let him do it. Let him present that husband to you, and you'll know. You're going to know on the inside. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to write all that down.
Well, Jessica, we thank you for calling. Like I said, I don't want to read too much into it and, you know, try to be in flesh or anything. It's all like I got, but he's going to come back and speak to you. Because he already spoke to you. He's speaking to you. He speaks to you.
Beautiful. I look forward to it always.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in and just, you know, just go to God. He'll reveal. Some things God want to reveal to us as secrets. So, amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you. Well, you have a blessed weekend, Jessica, and it was nice. I think it's our first time talking that you called in to PGN. I don't remember talking to you before.
Yeah, it's been a while since I think I got to speak with you. I think I did a long time ago.
Oh, really? Huh. Okay.
It's been a while.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me. It won't be the last time.
Oh, thank you. Well, you have a blessed weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. We got our last caller.
Hey, how you doing? I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just getting off work.
Oh, everybody getting off work. Everybody getting off work. Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the rest. And thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for your protection.
Amen. Yes.
Is there a special
prayer request? Yeah, I do. I wanted to, a couple of them actually. I want to pray for my oldest daughter.
Uh-huh.
She's going on a trip to Puerto Rico in July.
Ooh.
That she just told me about. So I'm like, okay, she goes with some friends that I'm not really sure about them.
Uh-huh.
So just want to pray about that. And my youngest one, just godly friends. She, you know, godly friends. That's like her friends are
uh-huh.
not
uh-huh.
good choices here.
Uh-huh.
And then my mom, so there's a family member that goes around to help her, but every time I talk to her, she's so upset. So I'm just like, I just want to pray about that.
Around your mom?
My mom, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know if you was on the show earlier, but I tell you, the prayers of the righteous one going to avail much. You stick on that word when your children, and you give them back to God. They belongs to God. Give them back to God. This is your daughter. I was just a vessel. Thank you, Lord, for trusting me to carry them, to raise them up to the best of my ability. But Father God, I give these children back to you, and even ask him to cut that vehicle cord between you and your daughter. Because God, when you pray, I'm telling you, your daughter can go to Puerto Rico, but you here in California. You praying, that prayer going to go over there to Puerto Rico. I don't care what type of, she can be somewhere, but God will shake her to her core, and she will get out of a situation that she in. Trust God, ask God. Father God, right now, we just pray over, what is your daughter name that's going to Puerto Rico?
Ariana.
Father God, we just pray over your daughter. She's your daughter. What's her name again? You know, I'll be trying to mess up on some name now.
Ariana.
Father God, we pray over her. We put her in your hand. Father God, we even pray over the plane. We pray over the transport. You know, Father God, you the pilot, and the pilot be the co-pilot. Yes. Father God, we ask that you open her spirit of discernment, open the eyes to her heart, Father God, that she can hear you. We pray over her ears and her eyes, Father God. Even if she in Puerto Rico, send the labels, send them. send them to speak into her life, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit be around her. We send the angel to her camp around them, Father God. We thank you for your protection, and we speak protection over her. This is your daughter, Father God. And everything that the enemy meant for evil, Father God, we just speak that she will have life. We cancel every plan of the enemy. If it ain't your plan, Father God, we cancel it and we take authority over it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, even when she travels, let her hear the words of her mama. Even when she traveling, when she looks, she'll think her mama right there, but she begins to hear the mother prayer. She hears words of her mama, even when she far away, Father God, let her hear your voice. Let her hear your voice. In Jesus' name. Father God, if it's not what you want her to do, we command those doors to shut right now. If you don't want her to go, Father God, she will not go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father God, we thank you for the salvation. We thank you for the light. We ask that you lighten up her path. Let the word Psalms 27 be the word unto her feet, Father God, to lighten her pathway. Let the word Psalm 91 and Psalms 23, Father God, let your word, even in John 14 and 6, be the lamp unto their feet. We speak over both of the daughter. Father God, we even pray over the mama. Let your light shine. Oh, whatever is going on with this person, Father God, let your light shine in that place, Father God. Expose the plan of the enemy. Expose what he's doing in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you remove every out that house that's not of you in the mighty name of Jesus. No weapon formed against her mama shall prosper. Father God, we speak your word. We speak your word. And we speak your word over her in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah, Father God, we ask that you shut that down right now. Remove, I don't care who it is, Father God. We just ask that you move in this situation with her mom. We thank you for protecting her, Father God. We call the angel to encamp around her. Father God, put the shield of protection not only around her mom, but around her daughters in the name of Jesus. Yeah. And we thank you, Father God.
Thank you.
We thank you, Father God. I mean, I'm telling you in Psalms 27, if you go back to Psalms 27, I'm telling you, whatever the enemy is planning and his plot, it's gonna fall. God gonna expose it.
Okay.
And whatever discernment you got with this friend, Father God, I just ask that you give her, just give her confirmation of what she's feeling. But we just speak that it should be shutting down, that you shut it down. So deliver our children, deliver our sons and daughters, deliver them from the mouth of the enemy. Let them trample over the enemy. Teach them how to trample. Father God, that you give them power. Show them, Father God. Teach them thy way. We lift you up, so draw them to you, Father God. Let them know they have power and authority to trample over the serpent and scorpion. Yes. In the name of Jesus, we come against any principality, any power that's in the neighborhood, even against the principality and power in Puerto Rico. We speak no transfer in the spirit. Oh, Father God, we ask that you just protect her, Father God. Wake her spirit man up. Then when she's in that place, she will know what is of you and what is not of you. Yeah. In Jesus' name.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
That they will be on alert.
Amen.
Keep them on alert.
Yes,
at all times in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God's going to speak to you about, he's going to speak to you about that trip. If it's not meant for her to go, she's not going, but he's going to speak to you about that trip, and you're going to have peace about it.
Okay. Amen.
Don't you worry. Don't open the door being fearful. Don't fear and worry. Just put it in God's hand and tell God to show your favor. Show up. If you don't want it there, she ain't going. I'm telling you, if you don't want it there, she ain't going.
Okay.
She's not going to go. And stand on his word. If he don't want it there, if it's not the time for her to go there, she's not going.
Amen. Amen.
So, we thank you, Father God.
Thank you, God.
And just keep praying the word and declaring decree, you know, things to loose them and let them go. Don't say nothing to them. Stop saying stuff to them. You say it in prayer and trust God that he's taking care of it.
Okay.
Amen.
Yes, amen. I'd be like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. He got it.
Yeah, she did, yeah. Loose lips, I call her.
Uh-huh.
Like, ooh, girl, please.
Oh, them kids, I'll tell you, kids. I tell you.
Yes. Yeah, well, they're not kids. They're, you know, in their 20s. But
I know. Adults.
Right.
I got two of them. I know.
Yeah,
yes. Oh, I know. They make a decision. We just got to, we just got to trust God that he will lead the way and lead them in the right path. We got to trust him. We got to trust him because the more we go to them, they're going to pull away from us.
Mm-hmm.
Trust God.
That's true.
Amen.
You think you're so old-fashioned. Yeah, I think that. Like, you're so old-fashioned. I'm like, well, old-fashioned.
Well, something we do because our mama did us like it. And it could be the generation of stuff. And it wasn't the right way. It just wasn't the right way to do things.
Yeah.
And so we got to break it. Because we do with these children, we got to have the love of Christ. We'll spur the raw, but hitting them and whooping them and abusing them ain't going to work out. And it ain't going to work.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You know, we got to show them something. We got to show them the love of Christ because we got to get their heart. Yeah, got to get that heart. And so Jesus was love. He whooped them with the word, but he also carried love. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, Regina, you was my last caller, and I don't see anyone else with their hands up. So I'm gonna call it a night. I do have the children over here. I'm going to call it a night. They kind of came in here a little bit. I heard them back there doing something. I'm like, I hope they don't, you know, but they did good so far. They did good. So I'm going to go ahead and call it a night and we're going to call it a night. I don't see anyone else with their hands up. I thank y'all for calling in. I thank y'all for, you know, just coming on and giving the Holy Spirit, God, your time. And just believe how God operates. Sometimes he'll have a word for you and sometimes he don't. You know, God don't always speak all the time. We know that, you know. But nothing is wrong with praying. We always pray for people. Prayer do work, and prayer is changing. So, but we always want you to go seek God for yourself. Always seek him for yourself. Just like he speaks to us on Prophetic Grace Network, he will speak to you. He speaks in many ways. He just don't have a certain way to speak. He speaks in many ways. And just like he speak to you, speak to me, he will speak to you. He would speak to you in worship. He would speak to you in dreams. He would speak to you in vision. He would speak to you by reading his word. And he'll speak to you. You driving down the street and you've been crying out about something, and it's a sign on a billboard or a truck come by with a verse on the back of the truck. God work in those mysterious ways. He's going to always speak.
Yeah.
He always speaks. So get connected to him. Let him do this inner healing on the inside of you, so his light can shine on the inside, the internal light shine on the inside, so you can go out and be disciples, so you can go out and do the work of God. Remember, God loves you, so do I. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. God know the plans he got for your life. How you know that? Because he said it. I know the plan. And I promise you, God's plan is good. It ain't evil. That ain't of God is good. Sometimes he got to, the break her down, and he got put us in that fire, and it ain't going to feel good. But he know at the end of it, when you come out the fire, you ain't going to come out smelling like smoke or look like you burnt. So let God have his way. Thank you for calling Prophetic Grace Network. There's someone on her always, 7 days a week. So continue to keep us in your prayer. Keep our families in your prayer. So God bless you. I play a song before I finish. I'm going to play a song. And God just bless you. I tell you, I'm trying to see what these kids. Oh, okay, somebody put their, somebody just put their hands up. Okay. Hold on, Sister Regina.
Okay.
All right. 903-720, this is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling. Where you calling from?
This is Sister.
Hey, Miss Silver, how you doing?
I know you finished it out, but I thank God for all the words that came forth tonight. And I was listening and agreeing with you and some other things. And I really enjoyed the show tonight. I really enjoyed the word from heaven.
Thank you for coming on. And well, Lord, we just pray over your daughter, Miss Silver, Father God. We just pray deep unto deep, Father God. Continue to, take her to that deep relationship with you. And Father God, the vision that she used to have, Father God, let those vision and dream come back so strong in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the healing. We thank you divine healing, Father God, to use her to be your mouthpiece in other people's lives, Father God. We pray over her family. We pray over her family, Father God. We speak peace over her family. In the name of Jesus, we speak your peace and we speak your strength. Strength, Father God, in this time of need of losing loved ones. In the name of Jesus, strengthen them, Father God. Give them that peace. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I just thank you for the woman of God. I thank you that you are using her to be a servant, that you are using her to be your mouthpiece and let her continue on. And Father God, you give her the strength. Sometimes when we are praying for others, we want people to pray for us. We want people, call us and pray for us and check up on us. That, God said you got those people for you. Even though when you think they're not praying, God got people around you that's really praying. He got those that's praying. He got those that's praying.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
So when you doing the work of God and walking in obedience, he will take care of his righteous one.
Thank you, Jesus. I receive that.
He might start out with little at a time, little at a time. time, pick up the breadcrumb, mm-hmm. keep going, little at a time. And then when you get at the end of it, it's going to be big, and it's going to be a big celebration. So, Father God, I thank you for the big celebration mm-hmm. that you're going to do mm-hmm. in your daughter's life for her obedience. And don't look at the situation. Get caught up on what people say. Keep doing what he wants you to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much.
And even Miss Seven, I'm seeing you, and I'm just asking God give come back and get confirmation. Have you ever thought about having your own prayer line?
Oh.
Getting a group of, like, getting a group of women, like, on once a month, go to the coffee shop or something and have prayers just for an hour on Saturday?
You know, woman of God, thank you, Jesus. I haven't, but I've been invited on Saturday over here at a little place where, but it's not on Saturday, it's on Tuesday morning, evening, mm-hmm. where I bought some mattress, and Mary invited me over there at their little prayer that they have in her store. But but God is amazing how he brought that up. But didn't you see that? I had said next Lord say the same next Tuesday night. I had planned to kind of go over and have prayer Bible class with them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's amazing. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I just say Saturday. You know, throw it out there. But I just see you. I see you praying.
Yeah.
On, you know, it can be Monday through Tuesday or whatever day, but you with a group of women, a poppy shop, whatever this is, that you're going to be praying. Let God, be led by God, and God, let God use you.
Mm,
so that's what he wants you to do.
You know,
I had been
one of the prophets told me that I was a pillar of the community, and basically when I go out,
mm-hmm.
it's two people I'm going to basically pray for. Not anybody that I know, but they just kind of walk up to me or get the buggy or
mm-hmm.
I end up spending 10 or 15 minutes with them, praying in the grocery store, praying in the store, praying on the sidewalk. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've been at, but I'm grateful for just being doing that. And when they leave, like, oh, you were my angel today. So I'm
mm-hmm.
grateful for that. I'm grateful for that, seeing wherever I need to be to pray or witness to with someone in that time, you know. But I thank God for you and the word from heaven, and I know it's time to get off, but I'm so grateful to be able to get on with you this Friday night. Amen.
And so God's mm-hmm. gonna even speak to you if you even need to start. You know, he's gonna give, it's not ours, it's his. And he tell you, daughter, start this, start meeting women to meet at whatever the library or whatever it is. On Wednesday or whatever date for prayer, he's going to come back and you're going to know he's speaking for you to do that.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. So, Father God, we thank you for that. We thank you because that's ministry. That's your ministry. That's ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank you for the ministry that you entrusting your daughter with. And, Father God, we ask whatever she needs for this ministry, that you're going to supply her need. That everything, even with the car, Father God, give her a brand new car, give her transportation to continue to do the ministry, Father God. When you be obedient, you're going to have great rewards in heaven, that it's going to come and hit your basket, it's going to come down and hit your household. And I just declare and decree in the name of Jesus, favor over your life, favor in your home, favor in the ministry that he's giving you to do. And pray because you have a healing, you have a healing anointing. So God don't, he don't want you to sit on it. Be used be used. Mm-hmm. People are going to come. God's going to draw the people. They're going to come. He's going to draw the people. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I receive that prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. We thank you for calling in. Yeah. Well, you have a blessed weekend. Look like somebody else can put their hands up. So let me grab this one. All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. 919-292. This is Sister LaShawn. Ness is calling.
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Shaquella calling from North Carolina.
Hey, Shaquella. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. That's good. No complaint. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is there a special prayer request?
Yes, I do have a special prayer request. I'm in this contract with my car, and I know God has spoke to me about, you know, basically trading it in, but I'm kind of getting some pushback from, like, the dealership. So I just need direction on what to do and how to do it and when to do it. So if you could touch and agree, because I know God is going to bring me out of it. I just need direction.
And so, Father God, we just ask that you give your daughter wisdom about this car, Father God. Is this car going to put her in a hole? Is this car going to benefit her, Father God? We just ask that you give her clarification and you know, give her just the confirmation that she needs, Father God. If you tell her, be still and keep the car, Father God, let her hear you in the name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I just hear don't move on that car. Because you owe money on that car?
Yes.
Okay. So if you're going to trade that car, they're going to attach whatever you own on that car onto the new car, and it's going to put you in a more hole. They're going to attach what you owe on this car onto the car that you're trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
So if you owe, for example, if you owe $5,000, $6,000 on the car that you got now, and you're trying to get a newer car, and that car is $11,000 or $8,000, that's going to be like $5,000, $6,000 attached to that car.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So So you'll be paying more.
Right. The only thing is, like, I'm connected to someone with this car, and like it's just a lot more to it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just praying. I know God has spoke to me that I was going to get a new vehicle, but I just need to know, like, what to do with the one that I had, basically.
And you don't want to get that car to that person because your name is on it?
Right. Yeah, that I don't think that's what God wants me to do. So I just need, like, I don't know. I just need clarity as to what he wants me to do about the situation, basically.
Okay. So, thank you. Holy Spirit, just give me wisdom right now. I ask God to, you know, even with this car situation, you know, just repent for the decision you made. Ask God to forgive you for it, and ask God to give you a way to get out so you won't have to either your name get messed up or you will not have to pay Like I said, if you go to that dealership and you put that car to trade, you're going to be adding more to it. How long you been having this car?
Like 2 years.
You know you can remove your name from the car, right? Drop your name from the car.
So you,
because it's like it's.
It's more to the situation. I just don't like to put my business out there, and I know.
No, you don't have to say. Yeah, don't say nothing. You don't have to. You don't have to say nothing. But it's two people named like a co-signer and a signer and a co-signer deal.
Mhm.
Okay. Because I know your name could get removed, but the person, you don't even want them with the car, period.
Yeah, and they don't want, I've discussed it in the past, they don't even want it, so.
Okay.
They already
okay.
Have it, so.
Okay, so what you can do is sell it. Sell it. Your best thing would be do to sell it. Try to sell it to a person that's going to deal with the bank. Somebody that got their bank will take up the payments on it and remove both of your name, but sell it. You'll be better to sell that car. You can put a, you know, put a for sale car, put the help me hold this view. Put the for sale sign and let your bank deal with the bank on it and get your name and get that person's name moved off of it and sell it. So you sell a car and let the bank deal with it, and you go get you another car. So, Lord, give her wisdom on that, how to do it. Open the opportunity and show her how to do it. Give her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding how to handle this situation without putting herself deep into it. Release her from it, Father God. Release it. I ask that you release her name from it. Release the other person's name from it. And Father God, to where she can sell it. She can sell it. Let the bank deal with it. And that's where she don't have to go into this car right here with that payment attached to it. Try to sell that car and remove your name and that person's name. Whoever this car, they deal with the bank. They can go to their bank or they can go to their credit unit. They'll buy the car. So only thing about it, they'll give you what's the value of the car. So hopefully the car don't be in the upside down, whatever they call it. You're paying, your interest rate is more than what the car is worth. So I just ask that you show her favor in this situation and give her wisdom to how to handle this situation and release her from it. She's ready to be released from it. Release her from it. Release her from this situation. In Jesus' name. Sister Regina, you have anything?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so. Go ahead.
Thank you. No, I was going to say thank you for praying for me.
Yeah, so go take that to God and just wait. And I'm praying that he will show you. I don't know what the interest rate on her, if you upside down in it, because when you do sell the car to the bank or the credit union, they're only going to give you the value of the car. So I just ask God to give you favor with it and release you from this contract. Release the both names so you can go and get the transportation on your own. So I just ask God to give you that. Without no fighting, Just let it be peace in this situation. Give her peace and give her, you know, just give her a revelation of what she needs to do with them. But take what I'm saying, go to God, and just go from there. If the interest rate is not too high on the car, go to, you know, put a for sale sign on it. You know, you could put the car at a grocery store while you're going there, shop a for sale sign on it. If people call you, you're selling the car, you want to go through the bank. Unless the person gives you that cash. I don't know how much you own on that car. If they can give you the cash for the car, that would be great. Ask God for his favor to release you from it. If they can pay you cash for the car, it would be great. If they cannot pay the cash for the car, go through the bank. And sell the car, whoever you're selling to it. Like, say if the car is, say the car is like $15,000. Well, if a person don't got $15,000, go through the bank. But it's like if it's $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, somebody might got $4,000 and $5,000, $6,000 that will give you cash for the car. You understand?
I do.
So it depends on what's the price that you owe on the car. If it's past, somebody, God might give maybe $9,000. Yeah, maybe $10,000. You never know. Just try. Put the for sale sign on there and somebody might come with their cash. So sell the car. I'm just giving you wisdom to sell the car like that. Then you go and trade it at another dealership. But I'm asking God to give you more wisdom and more confirmation, because you're just gonna put yourself in a hole. It's gonna be, you're gonna have that loan. Where you gonna help this car payment attached to your new car to payment? Man, a car is not gonna be worth it. So try to sell a car. You never know. God probably opened the door and give you favor. He might bring somebody that's gonna buy the car for that price. Step out on faith. And just see if you can sell it for cash and go from there.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in, and I just pray that God will release you and give you favor on it. Just trust him. Just try that and see how it goes. Amen. Well, you have a blessed weekend, and thank you for calling.
All right, you have a blessed one as well.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Oh, okay, Regina, this tonight been a night. We had some very interesting calls. Yeah, tonight been a call, but we thank God. You know, sometimes God give us business, and I know one thing I'm gifted in too is the business. Business for us, credit and wisdom on business and stuff like that. God will use sometimes us in the business aspect, because we've been there. Mm-hmm. We learn through wisdom how to do things. And I tell you, we go out, we go get ourselves in trouble, but we have to ask for wisdom. Get in the book of Proverbs. If you get in the book of Proverbs, it tells you you need wisdom even to make a decision, even make career decisions, buying a car, buying a home, relationship, even wisdom on your children. The book of Proverbs is a good book. Get in the book of Proverbs. Even, I should have told her, I think she's still on, read the book of Proverbs, and it's going to start opening your eyes. Book of Proverbs is the book of wisdom. And we need wisdom. If you're trying to get your own business, mm-hmm. we need wisdom when it comes down to marriage. We need wisdom. We need that wisdom. Wisdom going to help us out and get us through a lot of things. Well, we're going to mm-hmm. go. Ain't no more callers here. We're going to go ahead and end the show. Thank y'all for calling in. And I just pray, you know, even those that's online, that's listening, maybe it was a word from you. You know, you might not raise your hand up, but we all say, you know, we tell people, just listen in. It could be a word of encouragement for yourself just by, you know, listening to the word and by us praying for others. It could be for you as well. God's word don't have limited on it. His word is for all of us, even for myself. Well, Regina, I thank you for calling in. It's always a pleasure talking to you. You know, just trust God and lean to his understanding, and it's going to be all well.
Amen.
I'm going to go ahead. You're welcome. I'm going to go ahead and get you some rest. I'm going to give me some rest and check on the kiddos. They still up.
Okay.
In the summer, them kids be up late in the summer. I'm saying y'all be messing up. Y'all messing up my sleep. They late. They be up late. But, okay, I'm going to go ahead and end with some. We have other hosts that come on. Please check they you know, check that show out as well. Thank y'all for calling in. God bless you. Have a blessed weekend.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. my grandson. That's my boy. I see you. Want to come on and say hi. Y'all come in here when I get on the scene, and y'all should have ate all day. Y'all can wait till the last meal to eat something. You know you ain't going to be, get a plate from up there or get something from up there. You ain't going to be able to put that thing in there. Run us up for a train. Get this fool and fuck up on my book. Now, if you got to get some chips and everything you had. You had some hot chips. Whatever hot things that bring yourself here, Trey, because I could have popped you. Come here. Get this and put it back on the table. It shouldn't touch it. back right there. And don't touch nothing that don't belong to you. Jeremiah, come put this trash inside the trash. Okay, thank you. Stop playing. I'm a snack.
He said something about, you know, something about